Tugget shook a heavy digging paw at him.
You much he tongue, master. You ma gurty ungrateful ferret. Mizzy Briney never did aught but good to ye.
Vale slumped beside the fire.
Well, where was she when they chucked me out of Redwall, eh?
He sneered.
I'll tell you, siding with all her goody, goody friends, that's where she was. Outcast they called me. No beast raised a paw to help me then.
Briney placed a paw gently on his shoulder.
Oh, Vale, you're so wrong. I've always been your friend. I care for you more than any creature living.
He shook her paw off and leapt up, grabbing his staff and belongings.
Get away from me, both of you! Go on! Get back to your precious abbey and spend your nights talking about me. What a bad lot I was. Aye, Vale the vermin outcast.
Toggart ran between Vale and Briney and shoved the young ferret backward, away from the mouse maid.
Patter, you'll not buy a villain with all your bad talk,
he shouted. Vale rushed forward.
Out of my way,
he snarled, pushing Toggart roughly to the ground. The mole fell, hitting his head on a jutting rock. Immediately, Briney was pummeling Vale with both paws.
You stupid beast! Me and Toggart are the only friends you have in this world! Don't you see?
But in his rush to escape, Vale hurtled on, knocking her flat. Crawling on all fours, Briney dragged herself to the stricken mole's side.
Toggart, are you hurt? If you've harmed this good creature...
But she was talking to thin air. Vale had grabbed their remaining haversack of supplies and dashed off into the pines. Briney sat by the fire, cradling her mole friend's head in her paws and weeping. Toggart's eyelids flickered. Then weakly, he raised a digging claw and brushed a teardrop from her nose tip.
I thought it were raining again. My old head do be hurt and gurty.
The mousemaid wiped away her tears and hugged him.
Oh, Toggart, thank goodness that you're alive.
It's a wonder I am, missy, laying here with a lump like a mounting on my head and he crushing my ribs to bits.
Out on the hills, the rain had stopped. It was a breezy midday when Vale sighted the two old foxes up ahead. At the point where hills met flatlands, a river swollen by the rain ran its winding course out onto the plain. The foxes were camped at its edge, using wet grass poultices to bathe the injuries from the sharp green pine cones. They did not see Vale until it was too late. Swinging his stave down hard with both paws, he hit Brule a vicious blow to the base of his skull. Then grabbing a spear sticking into the ground next to Brule, he drove it into Wren, rolling both foxes into the river. He watched them being borne away on the flow.
When you get to Dark Forest, tell them Vale the Outcast sent you.
The river was flowing in a westerly direction. Vale followed its banks until he found what he was looking for. An old willow trunk, washed up there after winter. Leaving it into the water with the spear butt, he waded in and boarded it, straddling the trunk. The young ferret made a meal of scones and crystallised fruit from the haversack as he was borne westward. Far in the distance, he could see mountains.